Hey, families. Welcome to this episode of Into the Portal. Stick around after the podcast because we've got questions for your family to answer together related to the main topic of this episode, sharing the good news of Jesus with others. See you on the other side.
Previously on Into the Portal.
There was some weird glowing and then the tree dropped you and just started blooming.
Yep, that's the power of the light. Isn't it cool? It brings the power to heal and grow and bring joy and happiness and rainbows to the town. We shouldn't be far now. In fact, I bet the town is just around that bend up there.
I really hope those horns are for announcing the arrival of friends and aren't the time to go to war now horns.
I'm sure they're for welcoming new friends. Oh, I'm so excited to meet these villagers. They are going to love hearing about the light. But what if they don't? Oh, goodness. I didn't even think about that. What if they don't want to hear about the light? What if they hate the light? What if they hate me?
Bubbles, you're rambling. Chill out. It's going to be fine. It's not like you have to call a town meeting. You can talk to people one at a time.
Calling a town meeting was exactly what I was gonna do.
Oh, well, maybe change that plan.
Who goes there? State your business in our city.
We're here.
Speak up!
Come on, Bubbles. Just tell them why we're here.
We're here to share the good news of the light of Lockley and share its power with your lovely town so you can be filled with joy and happiness and rainbows.
Oh. Well, excellent. We love good news here. Rainbows, too. So if we can get more of those, that would be swell. Yes, indeedy. Follow me, you two.
Thank you, sir. My name is Bubbles, and this is Leo. It's nice to meet you.
Hi.
Call me Gatekeeper. Nice to meet you. Now, tell me more about this good news you've got.
Oh, sure. I'm here to tell you about the Light of Lockley. The Light of Lockley is a powerful source of joy and peace and rainbows that can help everyone in your town.
Well, that there sounds great. But you're the one carrying the light around your neck. How does that help me?
Do you have a small container?
Here. Will this box work?
Sure. Here you go.
You just broke off a piece of the light. Won't we eventually run out if we keep giving pieces away?
We can't run out, silly. The more we share, the more it grows and spreads. The more people we give a piece to, the brighter the light will be in this town.
That's really cool. The more I learn about the light, the more I understand your mission, Bubbles.
All righty, kids. I'm going to take you to the mayor's office. The mayor will help you meet everyone in town so you can share the light with them.
And that, Mayor, is why we're traveling from town to town to tell people about the Light of Lockley. We just want everyone to be able to have it.
That is a tale indeed. Tell me, Bubbles, do you remember the town of Lockley before you had the light?
A little, ma'am.
So you know why it seems strange to me that you are here?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't. What's going on? Why is it strange?
However, Bubbles, we try to live with the mindset that people can change.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Lockley has definitely changed. It's impossible not to change when you have the light.
I still have no idea what's going on, but I can confirm what Bubbles is saying. The light definitely changes things. It brings dead things to life and softens hard hearts. It softened mine. I'm still skeptical about the rainbows, though.
I believe your story, Bubbles. And I welcome you two and the Light of Lockley into our humble town. Go and share the good news with the townspeople. Come in.
Ma'am, we're under attack!
Where? What's attacking us?
The main gate, ma'am!
Come in!
It's the Swamp Kraken, ma'am.
Shoot, fire. Gatekeeper, it's been 50 years since we've seen the Swamp Kraken. Do you remember what to do?
Of course, ma'am. What do you want to do with these two whippersnappers?
We can help, ma'am. The light is powerful, and I have the power of fire. I'm not sure what that'll do against the Swamp Kraken, but I'm willing to do what I can. And actually... Here, Bubbles, go ahead and take this.
What is it?
It's your portal caster. This is what I was going to give you once you agreed to officially join the Starkeepers and come with me. But I think we might need you to have it now.
Can we do this later?
Sorry, ma'am. Look, Bubbles, just take it for now, and if you decide not to come with me, you can give it back. But I'm betting it'll give you some kind of power just like mine gave me.
Wow! Thanks, Leo. You really are my very favorite best panther friend.
Yeah. It's so we don't die, Bubbles, that's all. Okay, we're ready, ma'am. How can we help?
With that kind of firepower, I could make use of them, ma'am.
Agreed. Kids, go with Gatekeeper. Good luck. Dismissed!
Aye, ma'am. Come on, you two!
Not what I had in mind when I took this mission. I did not think it would involve so much...
resistance? Monsters? Tentacles?
Yes, exactly.
You both stick close and listen up. It's been 50 years since the Swamp Kraken attacked, so there's got to be a reason it's decided to attack us again now. I'm going to lead the front lines. We have to push it back before it breaks the walls. What I need from you two is reconnaissance.
Yes, sure, of course. What is that?
I need you two to figure out just why exactly the Kraken has come for us now. It didn't act on its own last time, and I doubt it's acting on its own now. So I'm going to take the two of you to the secret side door in the wall and let you sneak around to see what you can see.
Got it.
Sure.
Bubbles, you may want to start warming up for a Kraken song.
Oh, I do love singing.
Here we are. Slip through this here door and you should be behind the Swamp Kraken. Try to stay out of sight. When you've got a handle on what's happening, come back here and knock three times. Someone will let you in. Good luck!
All right, start singing, Bubbles, and follow me.
Hello, big new friend, Mr. Swamp Kraken. You are so very big, but we are not scared of you. Okay, maybe we are just a little, but we know that deep down you are a good Kraken. Who just wants to be left alone?
Is that a spaceship? Can't be. There's no way.
We're just going to walk around you, nice Kraken. Don't worry about us. We just want to help you get some rest and leave this town alone. Just relax, good Kraken. I don't know if this is doing any good.
I think it's helping. The light is keeping us safe by softening the heart of the Kraken. Keep singing. And where's your portal caster?
I put it in my pocket so it would be safe. You didn't say to do anything else with it.
Ugh, it's not doing you any good in your pocket. Put it on your wrist.
Okay, I will put it on.
Starkeeper detected. Power up initiated.
Of course. Of course you made a rainbow right off the bat. Bubbles, these are your Starkeeper powers, which you are clearly mastering much faster than I did my fire powers.
Look, Leo, I made a water pony!
What else?
Oh, look, Leo, this one looks like you!
My name's Leo, and I hate rainbows.
That's great. Now focus, keep singing, and follow me. I have a bad feeling about who's in charge of this Kraken.
Sure thing, Leo. Let's figure out who the bad guys are. Hopefully they aren't too mean.
Princess Tutu, I'm so sorry, but it is a swamp, chuh.
No.
What's the matter, Leo? Who are they?
They're called the Shadow Squad, and they are bad news. Bubbles, be very quiet and follow me. I don't think they've seen us yet. Just back away slow.
Well. It's nice of you to finally join us, Cat Boy. We've been waiting for you. Too late!
What do you want, Glacia? And what do you mean you've been waiting for us?
We've been hiding in the swamp for days. That's what waiting means. You're not very bright, are you?
But why? There's no way you knew we'd be here.
Aw, the little putty cat doesn't know what's going on.
Now you know how I feel most of the time, bro. Welcome, man.
It's quite simple, really. We started out tracking that light of yours. The one you have around your neck, Water Girl.
My name is Bubbles! This is the light of Lockley. It brings joy and happy.
I don't care. We started tracking the light and then realized the only place you could be going was this quaint little swamp town. So we popped ahead and have been waiting for you. And now our new friend, the Swamp Kraken, is going to help us get that light from you.
What? You want to steal the light? You can't steal it! I can't share it with people if you steal it!
Didn't you hear what Glacia said? We don't care! Now hand it over! My unicorn spaceship needs more juice!
That's not going to happen!
Don't you remember, Scaredy Cat? Our powers are evenly matched. I can do this all day, but I bet you'll get tired before I do. Hollywood, keep control of the Kraken. Tutu, you bring up the power capture cell so we can take the light. I'll keep these two busy.
Bubbles, you've got to free the Kraken from their control.
But how are they even controlling it?
We're sending an audio frequency that messes with its brainwaves. We use it to push the Kraken in the direction of the town. Pretty easy. Like cake, really.
Hollywood! Why would you tell them that?
She asked, dude. Sure.
Thanks for the heads up, bro. Bubbles! Your light song can probably clear the Kraken's head. But just to be sure, see if you can knock that antenna off their ship.
I'm on it.
A flying water horse? Really? What good is that going to... Oh. Nice job, Bubbles. Now keep singing.
Glacia! The Kraken stopped fighting. What should we do?
Hey, nice Kraken friend. You don't have to fight anymore. But we could really use your help if you don't mind.
Mr. Kraken, you start fighting again right now or I'll scream!
No!
Uh-oh, it's headed for our ship. Hollywood, Tutu, hurry and get in the ship. We have to take off before the Kraken destroys it.
Ah! Glacia, the ship is sinking!
on our way!
That was great, Bubbles! But let's get back to the gate before it starts swinging those tentacles again.
Good idea.
Well, Bubbles, Leo, our town owes you a great debt. You have saved us from the Swamp Kraken, and it sounds like from a few other troublemakers.
We are happy to help. Though I hope the Shadow Squad isn't stuck in the swamp forever. I bet if we could tell them about the light, they would have better attitudes.
Maybe. I'm just glad they... What? I was just going to say I'm glad they can't steal the light. But I bet they'll come after it again when they get unstuck. We should probably move on to the next town.
I can see the power of the light. Leave some more here with me. I'll share it with the townspeople, and we'll share it with everyone we meet.
Here you go. And thanks, Ms. Mayor. Leo, are you ready?
Yep, let's go. But on the way, you've got to show me how you made that flying water horse. I want to see if I can do it with my firepower.
That sounds super. It starts with thinking your best, most happiest thoughts.
Oh, man. Here we go.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Into the Portal. Now, use this time to talk about our main focus for this episode, sharing the good news of Jesus with others. Jesus wants us to share what he did for us with the world so everyone can know him. In this episode, Bubbles shared the light with the gatekeeper and others in the village so it could grow and bring light and joy to everyone. Here are our questions for your family. What are some ways we can share the good news of Jesus? Can you think of some ways to share without saying anything at all? Parents, lead the way by answering these questions first. Then, encourage your kids to answer. Also, you can check us out at elevationchurch.org for even more fun content for your kids and resources and sermons for you. See you on the next episode of Into the Portal.